Lord, lift me up, and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your place then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
You know, I believe today that Christians need to be encouraged as never before. You and I need to be inspired to face the battles we face in our everyday lives. We need to have the courage to face what lies ahead today. Now, we had courage yesterday, maybe. But what about today? Where do we find courage for today? Well, the Word of God gives us much direction and illustration as to how to have courage for today. And God's Word tells us, be of good courage, and let us behave ourselves valiantly for our people and for the cities of our God, and let the Lord do that which is good in His sight. 1 Chronicles chapter 19 and verse 13. And then we read in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 34, and we're told this, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Well, let's think about real biblical courage now. And when thinking of biblical real courage, I think of David. It's recorded in Acts chapter 13 and verse 22 that God said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Acts chapter 13, verse 22 says that. When we face a new year, a new day, a new beginning of the unknown, what can we expect to take place? What can we expect? We cannot know what will take place with the exception of what the prophetic Word of God says. Well, how can we face the unknown, the giant of tomorrow? God tells us in His Word we are not to concern ourselves with tomorrow. We are here today. We are not to worry about tomorrow. Luke chapter 12 and verse 22, and He said unto His disciples, Jesus speaking, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what ye shall eat, neither for the body what ye shall put on. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? James chapter 4 and verse 14, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. I'd like for you to look with me now to David and Goliath. The biblical account is found in 1 Samuel chapter 17. If you have your Bible and you want to turn there, we're going to be in that chapter for a few verses. 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 4. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. Verse 24 of 1 Samuel 17, and all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26 says, and David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And we read further in 1 Samuel 17, 32, and David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. David continues in 1 Samuel 17, 37, and David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. 1 Samuel 17, 40 says, and he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a script. And his sling was in his hand. and he drew near to the Philistine. And then 1 Samuel 17:42-43, it says, and when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and out of a fair countenance. Verse 43 says, and the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. 1 Samuel 17:45-46. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth. And all the earth, that all the earth, may know that there is a God in Israel. And then we read in 1 Samuel 17:48-51. And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, and slang it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a slang and with a stone, and smote the Philistine, and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword, and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Well, David took no thought for the next day. He knew who was with him that day, the day he slew Goliath. And David also knew who would be with him in the future. He no doubt knew much of the Old Testament. Well, David relied upon God. David's God, the only true God, David's God, keeps his word. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. David's God, our Savior's Father. David's God, our Heavenly Father. David's God, our God, if we have trusted His Son to give us eternal life. John 14:6 says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. David's God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, God, our great God. Titus 2:13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. David's God, my God, your God, if you have trusted him to save you. John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Observe something with me now of what other people knew about David. Others knew God was with David. Not only did David know God was with him, Saul knew it as well. 1 Samuel 18:28, the first part of that verse says, and Saul saw and knew that that the Lord was with David. And then Samuel knew that God was with David. 1 Samuel 16:13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Well, this is the first time, 1 Samuel 16:13, David is mentioned by name. But his name, the meaning, beloved, is mentioned more in the Bible than that of Moses or of Abraham or any other Old Testament personage. His biography occupies 62 chapters, more than that of anyone else except Jesus Christ. When you serve God, people will know God is with you. People took notice that Peter and John had been with the Lord. Acts 4:13, it says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Well, there will be a change when you're with the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Now, I want you to notice something with me. Observe with me having courage for today. The secret to having courage for today is to first recognize, in other words, recognize the battle is the Lord's. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 47 says, "And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." This is what David said. And notice, not only is the battle of the Lord's, we see that, it is through the Lord's strength that victory comes. Psalm chapter 140 and verse 7, "O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, thou hast covered my head in the day of battle." Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6, "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." And the power of prayer gives great advantage over the circumstances of today. James chapter 5 and verse 16 says, "The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Avail means to have an advantage. So we can have greater courage today through prayer. We have an advantage. Observe with me what David did as we saw that his life was ending. Now, this is after, of course, he had fought the giant. This was throughout his life. His end was coming now in this world. When David seemed to have come to the end of his journey here on earth, notice what he did. He encouraged himself in the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 6 says, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters." Notice, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Well, David was a man of God, and when David finally came to the end of his journey here on earth, notice what he said once again here now. Psalm 18, verses 1 through 6. "I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears." I want you to notice something. We need to have the right attitude today. Don't waste your time worrying. Matthew 6:34 says, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Let God take care of tomorrow. Luke chapter 12 and verses 6 and 7 say this, "Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings? And not one of them is forgotten before God. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are all of more value than many sparrows. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised." Psalm 18:3. Trust in the Lord. We need to listen to the promise of Jesus Christ. Christ promises rest for today. Matthew 11:29. "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." God loves you today, and if you're not saved, he wants you to know him as Savior today. Call upon him. Trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. He's able to save you to the uttermost, and that uttermost is after you leave this life. You're going to be with him for eternity in glory.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.